This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. There are now more than 12.8 million COVID-19 infections around the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 567,957 people have died of the disease. The U.S. has roughly one-fourth of the world's infections at 3.3 million. More than 135,000 deaths. On the day that the United States reported a record 66,528 new cases, U.S. President Donald Trump was seen wearing a mask for the first time at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Saturday. That's on the outskirts of Washington. Two leading U.S. Democrats on Sunday condemned President Donald Trump's clemency for his longtime friend Roger Stone. The clemency wipes out Stone's 40-month prison sentence for political wrongdoing that was supposed to start this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence staggering corruption. She was speaking during an interview on CNN. U.S. presidential power for overseeing pardons and commutations is virtually unlimited, but Pelosi said legislation will be introduced that would, in the future, limit a president from commuting, pardoning, or offering clemency to anyone who's convicted of a crime linked to the president's culpability. Two Republican senators, Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey, on Saturday also attacked the president's action. Romney lost the 2012 presidential election to former President Barack Obama. He called Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence, in his words, unprecedented historic corruption. An American president commutes the sentence of a person convicted by a jury of lying to shield that very president. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban has dismissed as illogical escalating domestic and foreign calls for the insurgent group to cease hostilities before the commencement of intra-Afghan peace negotiations. The long-delayed dialogue is stipulated in a landmark deal, the United States and the Taliban, that was sealed in February. It's aimed at ending nearly two decades of war in Afghanistan. But the peace talks are tied to a successful conclusion of an ongoing controversial prisoner swap between the Afghan government and the insurgents. A spokesman for the Islamist Taliban insisted on Sunday that implementation of the agreement and start of intra-Afghan negotiations are necessary to de-escalate and end the war. The Afghan government says it has so far released just over 4,000 Taliban prisoners of the promised 5,000. In exchange, the insurgent group says it has freed about 770 out of the promised 1,000 Afghan security personnel. Afghan officials dispute those figures. They say about half of the freedmen are civilians. Iran claims human error was responsible for the downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane earlier this year that killed all 176 people on board. The Iranian Civil Aviation Authority said late Saturday a failure occurred due to a human error in following procedure for aligning the radar. The misalignment caused a 107-degree error in the system, according to Iran. The downing of the aircraft happened while Iran's defense system was on high alert after one of the country's top generals was killed in a U.S. missile attack in Iraq. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has dissolved the country's constitutional court after four people were killed in street protests over the weekend. Additionally, Keita said Sunday he would follow ECOWAS recommendations to rerun some contested legislative elections held in March. Opposition leaders said Keita's concessions, including dissolving the constitutional court, was not enough to appease them, and they would not stop until he stepped down. That's according to Reuters news agency. Protesters have been calling for Keita, in power since 2013, to step down amid criticism for failing to end a long-running jihadist insurgency and improve the African country's economic woes. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. That's according to Sudan's justice minister late on Saturday. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly four decades of hardline Islamist policies, which limited the freedoms of women. Sudan's prime minister hailed the changes as an important step in reforming